The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about the Second Amendment. We talk about wildlife, and we talk about the great freedoms we have here in the United States of America. Yes, we do. So, how's everybody doing? I hope you had a good 4th. Hope you're enjoying this hot, hot, hot weather. I'm not. I'm not a hot weather person. October is my favorite month of the year. Y'all might be beach bunnies and beach bums and all that stuff and love the ocean and I love the ocean, no question. I just can't see cooking my brains out on the beach for hours at a time. But hey, that's me. You do what you want to do because we live in America, don't we, Aaron? Yes, we do. Anyway, good morning, Aaron. How are you this morning? You and I both. Hey, boy, I saw a nice snakehead package that we've got. We're giving away this the end of this month, the month of July. Tim put some real care into this package. He's got some new lures in there, and well, of course, they're all new, but I mean new for high tide lures. It's a inline spinner with double chopper blades on it. Looks pretty exciting to me. So can't wait to see somebody win that. So how you do that? You get on the line. You go 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. You call that number, and Aaron will answer the call. He's the only one in the studio that I know of right now, unless your girlfriend's here, Aaron. I don't know. You never know. So anyway, it wouldn't be the first time that someone was in there with their girlfriend. But anyway, give Aaron a call. He'll answer the phone. He'll write down your first, last name, your phone number, and then all you got to do after that is go on the air with me. And you can just say, hey, I just want to get in a contest or, you know, something like that. So during the break, I'll give you a couple names, Aaron, that I got online this week. You can also email me, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. On the subject line, put contest or lures. Or something like that. Sorry, I hope you didn't hear that too loudly. I moved the microphone out of the way, but couldn't stop it. A little sneeze there going on. Hey, this is real radio. This is real life. This is live. We do this right here from our home in Easton, Maryland, and broadcast over the airwaves of WCBM in Baltimore. It's still in the 80s here this morning, folks. I think the low is 81, and we're approaching it. I can't do the hot weather. I'm not a I think I said that. Doesn't matter. So, 410-922-6680. Still lots of people out there fishing. Lots of nice striped bass out there being caught. More and more charter boats are catching your rockfish and then moving to something else, whether it's blue catfish or white perch or whatever it might be. But the opportunities are pretty good out there. A lot of threats to our bay, though. And I've said this before. I'll continue to say it till it's under control, which I hope it is soon. Blue catfish. I was talking to somebody yesterday. They caught a catfish. They thought the catfish was spawning because the belly was absolutely full. When they harvested that fish, when they cleaned it, it was full of clams. Full of clams. Couldn't eat another clam. So our clammers have got to get behind the effort to reduce these creatures. Our crabbers have got to get behind the effort to reduce these creatures. And the public has got to get behind the effort to reduce these creatures. These blue catfish, they grow to amazing sizes. Typically, you're going to catch them 20 to 25 pounds. That's where we are in the bay right now. You'll catch some smaller ones, but 20, 25 pounds is about it. They go up to 80. The state record, I believe, is 84 pounds here in Maryland. And they're just going to continue to get bigger and bigger. You get a 50-pound fish on the line, I don't care what it is. What kind of fish it is, it's going to give you a tussle. And that's what we're out there for, is for the fight. Am I right? And then when you collect that fish, of course, you can harvest it. You can fillet it. You can clean it. You can steak it. You can do whatever you want to do with it. Most people do fillets. Some people do nuggets, which is great. And, it's a delicious, delicious fish. So, it's very desirable table-wise, and let's hope you can get some. Anyway, that's my riff for right now. Long week, Big Ass Fish Magazine, Big Ass Fish, B-I-G-A-Z-Z Fish Magazine. It was launched online yesterday, and also printed copies were being distributed. I was in Cecil and Harford County yesterday. I'm going to be hitting the Eastern Shore today, some of the locations there. And next week I'll be in the Baltimore region, Baltimore-Annapolis region. So that'll be good. That'll be good. If you have any pictures from last hunting season, please feel free to email them to me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Everybody calls me Ellis. My first name is Alan. Well, actually, my middle name is Alan. I go by Alan. Alan Ellis. But ellis@ellisoutdoors is pretty easy to remember as far as the email address is concerned. We're looking for hunting pictures for the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Spring gobbler pictures. We've got a few of those. We've got some deer pictures already. We've got a groundhog, pretty good. So, and we're measuring deer, by the way. Those of you who hunt Middle Patuxent, Maryland, Mead Natural Heritage Associate, those of you who hunt the Patuxent Wildlife Research hunting area, it's 12,000 acres of land that all you got to do is get a permit for and abide by the rules. And it's, between Washington and Baltimore and Annapolis, 12,000 acres of land you can hunt. Very, very nicely controlled by the Mead Natural Heritage Association. And we'll probably have their vice president on the air here before too long. Sign up begins in August. And bucks, bears, stags will be measuring animals there on August 10th at the hunter station there in Laurel, or near Laurel. Anyway, anybody wants directions, just shoot me an email or text, and I'll be glad to send them to them. But look, if you're looking for a place to hunt, there it is. Very accessible. So let's get some phone calls coming in here, 410-922-6680. Let's get some names on the list for the contest, for the fishing tackle contest. And I'll probably be in touch with CVA in the next couple weeks and see if they're going to be giving us some muzzle loaders to give away. Very good company to work with. We enjoy it. And they've been very, very good to us for a long, long time. No question about it. Where was I this week? Let's see. Like I said, Harford, Cecil County's yesterday. Oh, excuse me. Goodness gracious. Not many crabs in the Upper Bay. Not many crabs in the Upper Bay. I learned that talking to some guys yesterday. Coming on more abundantly down here in the Middle Bay. More and more abundantly. Fellows are doing a little better than they had been. When I talked to one of the fellows up north, he said, yeah, it's early. It's early. I'm like, okay, well, if early July is early for the Upper Bay, so be it. You know, I love eating crabs in the fall. They're big, they're fat, they're juicy, they're... but that's me, you know, after several sheds all year. I'll eat them anytime. I might get some crabs today from one of our sponsors, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyway. Well, we have no callers on the line. Let me tell you about one of our great sponsors, Backyard Billy's. Yes, indeed. Making backyards fun. Your backyard is going to look just great. Stop by there. You'll see acres and acres and acres of outdoor furniture. There's a giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture in every imaginable style and color. Tables, chairs, those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You find swing sets, great Christmas present for the kids, just saying. Storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, not to mention greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops. If you're starting to raise chickens, they've got the chicken coops, no question. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, my goodness gravy, you can check out the barbecue grills. Pellet grills by Traeger. Any remaining Traeger barbecue grills are now 15% off in stock models. And you get two bags of pellets. Ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up. You know, if it ever gets chilly in the evening again, or you just want to have a fire and cook some marshmallows and some weenies. Beautiful selection of rings. Anything from a recycled giant propane tank to, you know, manufactured rings for any occasion. And also keep in mind Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com. That phone number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They are open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow. If you're coming from the other side of the bridge, and when I say that, I'm talking the Western Shore, down Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's the place to get off and swing around there to the right and keep going to the right on Drummer. You'll go past Backyard Billy's on 50, and then you just circle back to it. Going up there from the shore, you can just go to Route 18, you know, off 50, come up through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue and left on Drummer. You'll be right there. 410-827-4500, that backyard of yours, you know, for crab feast and cookouts and family reunions. Going to look just great. Going to look fantastic. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories,
located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Out of our high schools, Pledge of Allegiance out of our homerooms, and they're telling our kids they can be something they ain't. Yeah, they tore statues down, called us racist in the South. Now they want to take our guns and undo everything we've done. Well, they can unapologetically kiss my ass. I still believe. I still believe in an eye for an eye. Freedom's worth dying for. There's only one God, and that's the good Lord. I still believe in the USA. I still believe in everything homemade. Yes, some are giving up, but I'm holding on the best I can. Cause I'm still proud to be an American. Crossing the border, it seems we're all out of order. Men don't belong in women's sports. Our money don't need to go to foreign wars. And if gas was $1.53, we wouldn't care about tweets and felonies. I think it's time we all take a stand. I still believe in the 4th of July. I still believe in an eye for an eye. Freedom's worth dying for. Some have given up, but I'm holding on the best I can. Cause I'm still proud
right.
to be
an American. Let's talk to Mike in Rosedale. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Alan?
Doing good. A little wake-up music there for you.
Yes, sir. You always play good music, too.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So what can we do for you?
I was just saying I haven't called the show in a while.
Okay.
Doing a lot of fishing in up at Pretty Boy. But
yeah.
Kind of hard to find the fish, though. Tough last couple weeks.
Tis the season for that.
Yeah. But yeah. Still better than sitting in, you know?
Oh, yeah. No question. So, yeah, you protecting yourself out of, from that doggone weather out there?
Oh, yeah, yes. I kind of look goofy, but I wear long pants and long shirt and a big old hat.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
No question.
So, just calling in. I haven't been able to call in probably a couple months now. So.
Right.
call and say hi.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate that. So you're not catching anything, huh? A lot of blank days?
Yeah. It hasn't been good for me. that's not to say it hasn't been good for other people, but...
Well, I will tell you, this time of year, as hot as it is, I like to downsize my bait a little bit, okay? And I go surface a lot. I like surface more than anything. Yeah. Or weightless. Weightless plastic worm. And, you know, just float the edges of the weed beds. Or surface, I've said this for every year I've been on the show, that the number 9 Rapala, gold Rapala, floating Rapala, is the perfect bait fish size for me on light line. You throw it out, you let it set, for 20, 30 seconds and don't move it. And let the fish key on it a little bit, and then you pop it, you twitch it. One twitch, boom. Sometimes the strike comes on the twitch. Sometimes you have to twitch it a couple times. Reel it 2 feet, reel it 2 feet, pop it again, let it set. It, as slow as you can work that thing, that's how I like to go fishing in the summertime.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for the advice.
Good luck on that.
Thank you, sir.
See you, buddy. Yep, you too. Yep. I love surface fishing. You know, there's nothing like seeing that big old bulge in the water when that fish comes up and just engulfs that lure, or actually comes way out of the water and dives head first on it, or smacks it out of the water with its tail. That's exciting. You try to control yourself and don't set the hook on that tail slap. You don't set the hook on that first, you know, knock. You got to wait till that, you know, that fish has that bait, because you'll just yank it right out of his mouth at that point, or just miss him altogether if it's a tail slap. And they can be some pretty violent tail slap. Why they do a tail slap? They do a tail slap to kill that bait fish before they eat it, disable it, and slow it down so it doesn't escape. And then they just come up and smack it the second time and eat it. Ah, exciting stuff. Those of you who fish for striped bass, smallmouth bass, any kind of fish on the surface, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So, oh my goodness, just let the dogs out. What oppressive heat this morning already. I'll be out in there all day today. Delivered magazines. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, if you're headed out to do some crabbing or fishing, you might want to consider Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, or Halethorpe. That's just off of Beltway, exit number 9. They've got everything you need. Seriously, they've got rods and reels. They've got nice rods and reels combinations. They've got kids combos. They've got all the terminal tackle you need. And when I say terminal tackle, that's the stuff at the end of your line. That's the hooks. That's the weights. That's the bobbers. That's the snap swivels. You know, that kind of stuff. So Clyde Sports Shop has any of that stuff for fishing. They've got the lures. They've got all the live and frozen bait. They've got live minnows. Crabbing supplies. They've got the open top crab traps, the trot line, the finished trot lines, the hand lines for the kids, the nets, the tongs, the gloves, the steamers, the seasoning. They've got all of it. Clyde Sports Shop at that wonderful location where they've been since 1957. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe. The phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. And don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop has handguns and long guns, rifles, shotguns, and handguns for home protection, for shooting sports, for plinking, for hunting, for waterfowl hunting, for deer hunting, anything you want to do, Clyde's has the firearms for you. Why not stop by today? That number again, 410-242-6108. If you're looking for something particular, give them a call or just stop in. You'll be glad you did, Clyde Sports Shop. So, any callers on the line? Aaron? No? Quiet day, slow day. People might be sleeping in, I don't know, after the holiday weekend. People might be away, you know. 4th of July on a Thursday, that begs to take Friday off. I didn't, you know, and just to get away for the weekend. That's a big, big travel holiday. So I imagine there's a few people out there that are regular listeners that are on the road today. So let's see. Where's my phone? Haven't seen any activity on my phone today. I don't think. Got any texts? No, nobody text. Yeah, it is a little quiet today. Well, it goes like that sometimes. So, anybody's suggestion out there for fishing in hot weather? I gave you mine. How about yours? We're getting ready to close rockfish season here the last 2 weeks of July. And let's see. I got a... deer season's 2 months away. Can you believe it? Aaron, can you believe it? Deer season starts in 2 months. Hey there, John A. Good to hear from you from Nashua, New Hampshire. Thanks for the text. Appreciate it. Indeed. Hope everything is going well with you. Got my hunting license the other day. I did. And very happy. I've got the... you know, the all-season license, the general license. I got the bow stamp. I got the muzzleloader stamp. I got the seek a deer stamp. I got the individual fur bear license. I got the something else. What else did I get? Oh, the bonus deer stamp. And when the bear stamp becomes available, or the bear lottery becomes available, I will apply for a bear license. Now, there was a lot of talk, and I think this has happened, but I'm not sure because I haven't seen it yet. A lot of talk about splitting the bear lottery to focus on the two of the easternmost counties, Washington and Frederick County. A lot of bears in those counties. They're under-harvested. So they're going to break the lottery down. You can apply for the general lottery, okay, for all four counties. Or you can apply if you just want to hunt Washington and Frederick counties. Okay, will you get a better chance? I don't know. I don't know how many permits they're going to issue for those two counties. But if, you know, you don't want to get into general mix and, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but the 25% of the permits are allocated to the two western counties for residents of those two counties because they are subject to the most bear damage, and they're in the highest bear density area. So 75% of the permits go to everybody else, but now they've chopped this whole permit system up, you know, for the lottery. I can't wait to see what it's going to be. I mean, I've got a place to hunt bears in Frederick County, no problem at all. I don't know much about Washington County. I could probably find a place in Garrett or Allegheny if I really reached, you know, wanted to reach out and drill it down to some folks I know out there. But we'll see what happens. All right, let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, and I hope Robin's coming along.
She's coming along, slowly but surely. She's very disappointed that it's not faster, and I understand that frustration. But, you know, she's doing everything she's supposed to do.
Good, good. Well, about that heat. I don't see anything going on. I don't see deer. I don't see a fox. There are some Canada geese, although they may not be domestic Canada geese. It might be Canadian Canada geese.
They'd be Delaware Canada geese.
Funny. But I don't see, it seems everything's hunkered down.
It is, and well, don't they call it the dog days? You know, because the dogs just lay on the porch with their tongues hanging out, panting. I mean, that's pretty much. It's a little early for dog days. That's normally reserved for, I thought, August. At least it used to be when I was a kid. You know.
Yeah.
But I watched a comedian somewhere on Facebook or something, and he said, "Let me tell you something." He said, "I want to tell all the young people out there, in the summer, it gets hot. In the winter, it gets cold. And some summers are hotter than ever, or hotter than, you know, hotter than others. Yeah. Some winters are colder than others." So he was kind of poo-pooing the old, you know, world's going to end climate change thing. You know.
Please spare me.
You know, when I was a kid, I mean, there was a coming ice age. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. There is always going to be fluctuation.
Yeah, no question. I mean, but that's what the scientists, well, like alleged scientists were saying. There was a big panic. We were headed to the next ice age.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's global warming or whatever they call it now. I think they pretty much have done away with those terms, global warming. And now climate change has been the new religion. So,
well, it has to be, because the climate will change.
Yeah.
And exactly. they were directionally wrong.
Yep.
They look at a human lifetime is a very brief period compared to an eternity.
No question.
If we lived longer, a lot longer, we'd be talking about what a relief it is that we finally got out of the little ice age.
That's right.
Which only happened about 150 years ago.
Right. Exactly.
And so it's, you know, it's a matter of perspective when you happen to be passing through the world.
My old joke is, there was a fellow listening to a lecture, and the lecturer said the world is going to come to an end in 5,000 years. And the guy got all panicked and approached the guy after the lecture, and he said, "What? I thought I heard you right, but what did you say? The world went when?" And he said, "In 5,000 years." The guy goes, "Whew, I thought you said 500. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, billions, trillions, millions, you know. That was poor imitation.
Yeah, Al Gore assured us not so many years ago that we were, we've already outlived our, the most optimistic prognostication.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So,
but it wasn't one of the representatives from New York with the initials, didn't she say something like, we wouldn't be here in another 10 years or something, trying to panic people?
Yeah. And she would know. I mean, all these years fixing up coffee drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Something. Exactly. No question. Yeah, a lot of knowledge. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. So, yes, indeed. Anyway. Yeah, I do see deer. The does are still out in the middle of the day, you know, foraging for their for food for their fawns. The fawns are getting a little older. Of course, they're going to drop fawns from early to late, probably up until the bulk of them will be done by now. But you're still going to see fawns into July and August, unfortunately. You know, those does, I've said it 100 times, those does at 6 months old that are born in May are capable of brereeding. And they breed sometimes in January, all the way into February. And, you know, 200 days out from mid-January is a while, 7 months. So we're looking at August for some late fawns being born. And, you know, I've heard of fellas being out in the early bow season and seeing spotted fawns and things like that with the does. And that's true. Some of the deer are growing some immense antlers right now. I got a picture from a fellow there in Baltimore County the other day that this deer probably has, right now, the deer's antlers are spread about 24 inches.
Goodness.
And the Yeah, and the points haven't all grown up yet, but because he's got two more months to go, he's going to be one of the most impressive typical white-tailed deer that I've seen in a long time, because the velvet stage is any indication of what he's, you know, going to be growing. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. So, and there were eight bucks in that bunch. So the bucks get together in what are called bachelor groups. You'll see them July and August, and then once that testosterone level starts to rise in their bodies to get ready for the breeding season, the velvet will start to strip off, and the antlers are then hard horn bone, and the fights will begin, and the scraping and the rubbing will begin, and then the fights for dominance probably mid-October, and then early to mid-October, and then Katie bar the door, and the cycle starts all over again.
Yeah.
Global deer.
A lot of satisfaction.
Yeah.
And beauty to the cycle of nature.
The white-tailed deer, as common as it is, one of the most fascinating creatures that I can think of, because of everything they do in their world is just unique and cool. I mean, the way they're breeding rituals and practices, the antler growth, the fact that their hair is three times as dense in the summer as it is in the winter, and it changes color and density and texture. You'll see deer, they appear red or tan. Right now the fur is real thin, it's very dense to prevent being eaten alive by bugs, and then in the wintertime their hair is hollow to, guard against, to insulate them. It's just fascinating stuff to me. But
it is remarkable.
Indeed.
You wish we had some of those skills.
Some adaptability skills?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't know. I listened to a guy the other day. In the evenings, I come home and I chill out and, I just kind of veg a little bit, sit in front of the TV and scroll through the phone, and I see different things on social media. And one guy said, humans were built to spend 75% of their time outdoors. That's what we're built for. I said, okay, let's hear what this guy has to say. And then he got into the science of grounding, and people are healthier if they are in contact with the earth. And he said, if you go outside, when's the last time your bare feet actually touched the bare ground? He said, the earth is a big electromagnet, and your body becomes grounded when you connect with the earth. And he actually had a voltmeter, amp meter, something out there that he stuck in the ground beside himself. I guess he held on to it or something. I didn't see this test, but, there he stood with tennis shoes on and nothing happened, and he took his shoes off and connected with the earth, and you could start seeing the electrical force, in his body. And I'm like, okay, it's on the internet. It must be true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go outside in my bare feet here before I get started with my day and try not to step in a doggy boot.
I would not recommend it. There's a lot of stuff in the dirt. In the nature of bacteria and fungus and stuff.
Yeah, no question.
That if you have a cut, it really... Of course, as children, little kids, we all ran around barefoot.
Oh, yeah. Skinned our knees, cut our feet.
Yeah, and I know that for many, many years now, doctors have been recommending to parents, let your child play outside, let them play in the dirt.
Yeah.
Thinking that they need a particular period of their lives to be exposed to all these infectious agents, so they can develop natural immunity.
Interesting, yeah.
And without it, there's a suspicion, has been for a long time. That's why the rate of asthma has increased so much. It's not so much there we breathe as the fact that we weren't exposed enough to nature in their formative years.
Very possible, buddy. Very possible.
Yeah. So. If they knew it all, nobody would die.
That's right.
That's but right. They try.
Exactly.
And they're, you know, they're learning every day. I'm a perfect example of that. I'm a cancer survivor.
Right.
Had it been 20, 30 years prior, I would have been gone years ago.
Yep, that's true. That is true.
Which shows it's important for everybody listening and everybody they know to see the doctor every year for an annual checkup. I had no symptoms. I felt as healthy as I've ever been in my life. And I was walking around with cancer. So, you
know. Never knew. Mark, thank you for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
I hope you have a wonderful week.
I'm going to do my best. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50, right here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires. I guess I could say, rather than feature, they recommend Bridgestone and Firestone tires. And if you need something else, like a Michelin or, you know, Yokohama or Continental or something, they've got those too. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model. I said they have the tires in stock. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. That's garden tractors to farm tractors. All those big farm machines you see, they all have tires on them. Spurry's carries those tires. If you own a trailer or if you own an ATV, Spurry's also has the tires for any trailer, boat trailer, landscape trailer, any ATV, UTV, STV, whatever. Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service and much, much more, many other services, has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30-some years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call, even if you live on the Western Shore. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
410 WCBM 680. You know, folks, there's a lot of newer artists that have fish and hunt songs out there. And some of them are okay. Some of them, you know, relate fishing and hunting to drinking. And, you know, again, I'm not opposed. If you want to have a drink after your hunt, if you want to, you know, drink a beer or two when you're on the bank fishing, just don't get behind the wheel of a car. Just don't get behind the wheel of a boat. A lot of tragedy could be avoided by avoiding that particular aspect. And outdoor recreation, and I understand, you know, drinking a beer goes hand in hand, but I don't need to promote it here. I love some of the newest songs that are out there. I really do. You know, they make a lot of sense, you know, but that's me. You tell me your opinion. 410-922-6680. Also, I don't really care for the songs that mention different brand names and different companies and things like that. Because to me, if somebody mentions a big box in their song, you know, wearing a cap or something like that, great song, but I'm weird. What can I say? 410, I don't know. Some people say weird. Other people say principle. You tell me. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. All right. We're giving away fishing tackle from High Tide Lures. We're giving away a beautiful snakehead package. Of course, listen, when I say it's a snakehead package, every snakehead lure will catch a bass. Every bass lure will catch a snakehead. You will also catch other fish on these lures. You know, some of the snakehead rigs you can use for flounder, let's say, striped bass. There's no question about it. As long as they're attracting to the fish or attractive to the fish are going to strike it. It doesn't. You don't say, oh, no, I thought that lure was just for snakeheads and I caught a bass on it. Not how it works. Anyway, 410-WCBM-680. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with me, and you are good to go. Good one, Mark. Thank you so much. So, there we go. Wow. I got to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. you know. If you ever meet Bill, he's just a great guy, very personable guy, knows his business, likes doing what he's doing, enjoys selling everything he's selling, and he's an expert at all of it, which is really cool. So why not stop by? Look, you're going to have a couple more holidays, at least, you know, Labor Day and, you know, family reunions and crabs and all that stuff coming up in, from the summer into the fall. So why not stop by and see that selection of weatherproof, beautiful poly outdoor and patio furniture in all imaginable colors, including tables and chairs, those Adirondack chairs. There's 1,000 of those in stock. 1,000 of them. Somebody told me they got one from Backyard Billy's the other day. Said, I was listening to you. I stopped by Backyard Billy's and got an Adirondack chair. Huh? Great. You can see all that stuff in there in Backyard Billy's backyard from Route 50. And you just get off that next exit, 44. And in the Backyard Billy's backyard, you'll find pergolas. And you'll find gazebos. And you'll find big stuff for your backyard. You know, gym sets, swing sets for the kids, storage sheds, greenhouses, chicken coops, dog kennels. Try not to forget anything. Tiki bars, don't forget that. And all that stuff, that big stuff is, you know, available for free delivery and setup within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So they've got some inside, they've got some great furniture for your beach house or your patio, same kind of type of furniture. Beautiful stuff. You'll see the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg. And then if you walk behind the grills on the same side of the showroom, you'll see all the fireplace inserts, freestanding wood stoves, freestanding pellet stoves, this pellet stove inserts, you name it, they've got it, all the different brands, some beautiful stuff. So why not stop by? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com is the website. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, or Route 18, then Evans Avenue, then Drummer. That's where they're at. Graysonville, your backyard is going to look just great. You'll be glad you did. All right. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Aaron? I don't see any texts. Oh, we're going to start to close out. Okay, the music. I can't wait. So, anyway, stay cool today, folks. I mean, really, wear your sunscreen, hydrate, drink lots of water. It doesn't have to be cold. It can be just as long as it's drinkable. I'm going to drink some right now. Stay hydrated. I'll be out and about on the Eastern Shore today. Probably start in Cambridge. Go from there. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. Tell your family you love them. Love the Lord. We'll see you in the next hour.